Well, it's a big week this week. There are plenty of events to have a look at from a betting point of view, and we'll be taking a look at four of them. Start first with the US Women's Open, followed by the Memorial Tournament. The Mizuno Open is on the Japan Tour. It's the gateway to the Open Mizuno Open, and so called because the leading four players inside the top 12, not otherwise exempt for the Open Championship this year, get a start at Royal Portrush. And the other event we'll take a look at is the Belgian knockout on the European Tour being played in Antwerp in Belgium. And not such a good week last week. A runner-up finish, I suppose, with Brooke Henderson was the closest we came to any genuine collect. So a disappointing week in so many respects. We'll try and get back on the horse this week and see how we go. Well, let's start first with the US Women's Open at the Country Club of Charleston in South Carolina. Of course, the most significant event in the world of women's professional golf, a tournament this year worth $5.5 million, the highest purse ever in women's professional golf. Jin Young Ko, the world number one, will start the favourite. She's been so good this season. She's been two times a winner, twice second and once third in 2019 on the LPGA Tour. She was just 21st at her last start. But she's just been so good. It's hard to see her not contending this week. She's had top 20s in her two appearances at the US Open thus far. I really like her chances this week. She's $11, admittedly, and is the favourite, along with Minji Lee, the Australian, who's also at $11, whose best in five US Open starts has been 11th. But she is playing very well at present. She's currently number two on the money list. She's number two in the world behind Jin Young Ko. So these two have separated themselves to a large extent as far as favouritism for the event is concerned. And although Minji Lee has yet to win a major championship, and is really, compared to her regular LPGA Tour play, has probably struggled a little bit in major championships, she deserves to be a consideration, especially given the way she's been playing this season. She had a pretty good weekend last weekend. Even though she finished 13th in the event, she stormed home over the weekend to finish 13th. So there's a lot to like about her chances, Minji Lee. So Minji Lee and Jin Young Ko, the favourites at $11, both of them genuine chances to win the event, but more especially, in my opinion, Jin Young Ko. Other players that are worth keeping an eye on, I think, Carlota Singanta, the Spanish golfer. She's been third and fifth in her last two US Open starts. She's playing very well at the moment. She's been third, second, fourth and sixth in events in 2019. She really has become a little bit of a big event player, Carlota Singanta. So at $19, probably represents some pretty good odds. I think Jung Yoon Lee, number six, the Korean player who was fifth on debut at the US Open in 2017, 17th last year. She's had a remarkable rise in the rankings. She's had nine starts on the LPGA Tour in 2019, only once out of the top 20. She's had four top 10s in that group of starts, so she's in great form, Jeongyun Lee. She really, to me, fits into the mould of the Koreans that have typically done well at the US Women's Open early in the career, and she may be a good chance at $19. And the other player that I'm going to consider is Amy Yang. Now, we know she continually puts herself in a position to win in major championships and doesn't go on with the job, but at some stage, surely, it's got to happen for the Korean. She's been fourth and fifth in her last two starts this season, so she's in very good form. And in this event, the US Women's Open, she seems to play very well just about every year. She's been twice second, once third and once fourth. Top tens in seven of her last nine US Women's Opens, Amy Yang. So at $19, I think also probably represents some good value. So those players again, Jin Young Ko and Minji Lee at $11, the joint favourites for the event. But I think also Carlota Singanta at $19, Jeongyun Lee number 6 at $19, and Amy Yang at $19 for the US Women's Open getting underway at the Country Club of Charleston in South Carolina on Thursday. We'll stay in the United States and we'll head up to Muirfield Village in Ohio, in Dublin, Ohio. A really good field assembled here for Jack Nicklaus's tournament. Essentially, it's Jack Nicklaus's tournament. Rory McIlroy will start the favourite. He's had plenty of good finishes here, so often in contention of late also. 10 starts in 2019, 9 of them have been top 10s. So there's little doubting Rory McIlroy's current form. And as I said, he's had a number of good finishes at this particular venue. He's at $9. He'll start the favourite, will Rory McIlroy. Tiger Woods has been a five-time winner of this event. He is the Masters champion now. He missed the cut of the PGA, but I think that was a mistake in his scheduling as much as anything else. He didn't play between the Masters and the USPGA. I think he's playing here now because he realises he's got to get a start or two in before the US Open if he's to be competitive at Pebble Beach. He's at $12 this week, but is a five-time winner of this event and now the Masters champion. Then there's a lot to like about his chances, and I'm sure he will thrill the crowds this week one way or the other. Matt Kuchar's at $19. He's been a previous winner. And over the years, many other good finishes. He's been only once outside the top 15 in his last 11 years to this event. Last five starts this year have been all inside the top 12. So, and two of those have been runner-up finishes. So there's no doubting about Kuchar's form and his consistent performances on the golf course. At $19, I think those are good odds. Tony Finau was second last week. He was fifth at the Masters. Three or four starts here have been inside the top 13. So he too has a liking for the golf course, and he's in pretty good form at the moment at $21. And if I was trying to find a player with a real bit of value, said longer odds, it may well be Kyle Stanley, who was eighth at the recent Wells Fargo tournament, but he's had three top six finishes and recent starts in this event, Kyle Stanley. And despite the fact that he's at $81, he may well be worth a speculative bet to try and generate a big return. So those players again, Rory McIlroy, Tiger Woods, Matt Kuchar, Tony Finau, and Kyle Stanley for the Memorial Tournament at Muirfield Village in Ohio. Let's cross the Atlantic to the Belgian Knockout in Antwerp in Belgium. Second time at this particular venue. It's been a long time since the Belgian Open was played in Belgium, up until 2 years ago. This has essentially replaced the Belgian Open. Thomas Peters and Thomas Dietrich, the two Belgian players, they've got to be considered. Peters has been solid, if unspectacular, for much of the season. He was 39th at his only start in this event at this venue last year. He's at $19. Thomas Dietrich, the current World Cup champion, along with Thomas Peters, he's playing well enough of late. He's at $26, Thomas Dietrich. And the other two players that I think are worth considering at slightly longer odds are Roman Langaski, the French player. He was third in Denmark, fifth at the China Open, sixth at Kenya earlier this season. He missed the cut last year in this event, but he's very much an improved golfer at the moment, and at $34 is probably worth consideration at longer odds. And also at $34 is the man who's finished runner-up in each of his last two starts and a really rising star of the European Tour, Robert McIntyre, the Scottish player at $34. He's been second at each of his last two starts, as I said. Will be breaking through for his first win on the European Tour before too long. And if it was this week at the Belgian Knockout, there would be very little in the way of surprise. So those players again, Thomas Peters, Thomas Dietrich, Romain Langaski, and Robert McIntyre. The other event we'll keep an eye on this week will be the Gateway to the Open, Mizuno Open, the Japan Tour event, so called because it is a final qualifying for the Japan Tour for the Open Championship. The leading four players in this field, not otherwise exempt for the Open, and finishing inside the top 12 this week, will be on their way to Royal Portrush for the Open Championship in July. Jazz Janawatnond, easy for me to say, they say, at $17, really the rising star of Asian golf and a superstar in the making. He was 14th at the PGA. He's just 19 or 20 years of age. He won the Singapore Open earlier in the year. He doesn't have the pressure of having to worry about whether we get a start at the Open because he's already got one as a result of that performance. He's a brilliant young player and is expected to do well this week. And a couple of Australians in this field have played well in this event previously. Brendan Jones, he's been a two-time winner. He was fifth last year. His season this year has been a bit of a roller coaster thus far. He did win the opening event of the domestic season on the Japan Tour, the Token Homemade Cup. He's a player that tends to play well at the same golf courses each year. And Jones, as I said, has been a two-time winner of this particular event, and he was fifth last year. And given the fact that he's already won this season at $34, probably suggests that those are pretty good odds. And Won Joon Lee, yet to win on the Japan Tour, but he's played this event well in the last couple of years. A couple of really good finishes in the last two seasons, and he's having a very good season in 2019. He's been 7th, 15th, and 22nd in his last three starts this year. He was 4th last year in this event. So Won Joon Lee and Brendan Jones at $34, the two Australians, I think, represent good value at longer odds for players that have got some form on the golf course and are currently in reasonably good form. But the favourite in so many people's eyes will be Jazz Janawatnond, the Thai player, to win. So Jazz Janawatnond Brendan Jones and Won Ju Lee, my three selections at the Mizuno Open on the Japan Tour. So there it is for this week. Good luck with your investments. I'm Bruce Young.